Once again, the W. Lee O'Daniel Flour Company of Fort Worth, Texas, is proud to present another program by Pat O'Daniel and his Hillbilly Boys.
Hillbilly bash on Mexican band. So we sing and play and try to make folks happy. We hope you so. Please pass the biscuits, Pappy, for a while. The blue hillbilly flower. Oh, dang, dang, it's hillbilly band.
Yes, sirree. Friends, it's these wide awake hillbilly boys back to play a little 15-minute program for you. And to start out our program, we want, before we start out, we'd like to have everybody get a seat and be just as comfortable as possible for the next 15 minutes while the boys get up here and do this first harmony number here for you. It's Leon the Texas Songbird and Horace the Little Lovebird giving you Rural Rhythm. Success in this world is the result of a good and honest idea put into successful execution. For instance, it would be downright silly for our company to go to the expense of buying time on this radio station like we are doing and hiring musicians to entertain our vast radio audience unless we expected the program to be appreciated to such an extent that those listeners who hear the programs would feel so inclined as to wish to purchase our product, Hillbilly Flour. Therefore, it takes a combination of all things to make a success of the business in which we are engaged. And, of course, our growth during the first years of existence in business is proof that our system is sound. So you radio friends who have put off trying Hillbilly, ask your grocer for a sack of this superb, pure, clean, wholesome flour, and keep yourselves to baking success by using Hillbilly Flour.
Please pass the biscuits, Pappy.
What's the matter with Leon? Leon likes to disregard. I like to disguise his voice here on these programs. Oh, Leon, your voice is not changed. You're a great big boy now. So you just come on over here, Leon, and sing Margie.
Yeah, Margie, to Margie. I'm always thinking of you, Margie. I'll tell the world I love you. Don't forget your promise to me. I have bought a home and ring and everything for Margie. You've been my inspiration. Days are never blue. After all is said and done, there's really only one. Oh, Margie, Margie, it's you, it's you. Tell the world I love you. Don't forget your promise to me. I have bought a home and ring and everything for Margie. You've been my inspiration. Days are never blue. After all is said and done, there's really only one. Oh, Margie, Margie, it's you.
Thank you very much, Leon. That was Leon, the Texas Songbird, folks, singing all about Margie. And now I'm going to ask Will, Mickey, Wicky, and Horace to get over here and have their conversation to introduce the next number.
And in the clock, another banjo number.
That's it.
By Patty Boy.
What's the name of it?
Old Susiana.
Boys, for helping me out on that little banjo number. And, well, we have Horace, the little bird, coming up here on the program. And Horace has had many requests for this number to be sung here. And, of course, you know all the boys have their own request list here. And if any of you friends out there would like to have a number sung on the programs or played, just sit right down and write us a card or letter and address it to the W. Leo Daniel Flower Company of Fort Worth, Texas. We're always glad to hear from all of our friends, and especially the housewives that use Hillbilly Flour. You two write in, tell us the results you've been getting out of that pure, unadulterated Hillbilly Flour.
Yes, sir!
And now to get along with the program, Horace has his request number to sing. He says, "Don't drop a slug in the slot."
I never stole any money. I never took no man's life. I never burned down a building. I never took no man's life. You ask me why I'm in prison, why I'm a paying the price. Lend me your ear and just listen. Listen to this here advice. Don't drop a slug in a slot. Don't drop a slug in a slot. I've done it once, now I'm doing 7 months. So don't drop a slug in a slot. One night I called up my sweetheart. I called her up on the phone, down at the old corner drugstore. I thought that I was alone. I took a slug from my pocket to talk to my future bride. Little I knew that the sheriff, why, he was a-watching outside. Now don't drop a slug in a slot. Don't drop a slug in a slot. I'm doing time 'cause I use a phony dime. So don't drop a slug in a slot.
Thank you very much, Horace. That was Horace Little Lovebird singing his request number, Don't Drop a Slug in the Slot. Now, I hope Horace has kept his word on that when he... telling everybody else.
I ain't ever dropped no slug in there yet, except the day I took the parking meter.
Well, to go on here with the program, I'd like to read this little poem and dedicate it to Mickey Wickey. And the name of it is He Pestered. He pestered his ma, he pestered his pa, he pestered his sisters and brothers. He pestered the teacher, he pestered the preacher, he pestered the neighbors and others. Pestering seems to be his delight. He pestered people both day and night. Then when he got married and settled for life, he found one who couldn't be pestered, and that was his wife. Well, Mickey Wiggin, I don't know. You're not a married man, but anyway, you can sure pester everybody around here on this program. So while you're in a pestering mood, why, come on up here and kind of pester that fiddle around on this good old breakdown. Leon, are you gonna sit this one out? Leon's gonna sit this one out. He's not gonna call this round. So everybody, just grab your partner while Mickey Wiggin cuts down on that good old Wagner.
Swing it, yeah, Martin's ball, swing it, Banner's belt ball, swing it, bootleg ball, ball, so you know, ball, yeah. Now the one's curly hair, now the one's fine fair, now the one's red, big feet, so she has home, yeah.
Thank you very much, Mickey Wickey, and I believe we have time here for a little Horace to sing one more number here on the program, and he's going to sing Whispering.
Whispering while you cuddle near me, whispering while no one can hear me, whisper and say that you will cheer me. I know it's true, dear, there's no one but you. You're whispering that you'll never leave me, whispering that you'll never grieve me, whisper and say that you believe me, whisper that you love me too. Whispering that you'll never grieve me, whisper and say that you believe. to me. Whisper that you love me too.
Thank you very much, Horace. And speaking of whispering, the next time you housewives are down to your grocery store, be sure to ask your grocer for a sack of that good old hillbilly flour. And a theater time.